Okay, today is Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. We are on Kuf Lamed Dalet on today's bottom line. Suffolk Androgynous. A Suffolk Androgynous. What did the Mishnah say about a Suffolk Androgynous? Suffolk or an Androgynous. What do you mean Suffolk? Suffolk was born on Shabbos, or Suffolk if it was an Androgynous. An Androgynous is by itself is a Suffolk. You're not Machal Shabbos to perform a bris on Shabbos. In these two cases. Tanu Rabbanan, it says Arloso. Arloso vaday doche es haShabbos. If it's a vaday, yes. V'lo suffik doche es haShabbos. Not a suffik. Arloso vaday doche es haShabbos. A vaday, yeah. Androg v'lo androgynous doche es haShabbos. Not an androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, by the way, androgynous doche es haShabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says it's doche Shabbos. V'onish kares. And the onish is kares. If you don't. Arloso vaday doche es haShabbos. V'lo nolad bein hashmashos doche es haShabbos. Not Ben Hashmashos. That's not Doche Shabbos. If the baby's born Friday afternoon, not sure when exactly it was born. We know when it was born. What's that? When exactly is that? The Doche Shabbos. It's not Doche Shabbos. It gets pushed off to Sunday. Or Lasso Vaday, again, Doche Shabbos. V'lo nola kishuhu ma'ol Doche Shabbos. Not if he's born Mahol. If he's born Mahol, what are you doing a bris for? It has a bris milo.
Yeah, we do.
So.
What? We do.
You're not on Shabbos. 1 second. So, Bishami Omrim. Shereshami Omrim Tzarech Lahatif Menu Dambris. You have to be Matif Dambris. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Ain Tzarech. Ain Tzarech. You don't have to. Right? Okay. Let's look at the top Tosvos. So we just had like five drushes from the same word Arloso. Right? Five drushes. Says Tosvos Niruluri Das Smachta Ba'almahu. All these are just Asmachtas. There are smachtas. V'lo, itzrich kra. You don't need a pasuk for any of these. Why? Lehachi, tehechi teisik adaita lechal as a Shabbos. What would possess you to think that you could be mechal Shabbos? V'lo yedana imhu bar chayiv mi lo lo. You don't even know if he's chayiv mi lo or not. Kidim afareish lekaman. The suffik nolad lezayin oleches. If the Gemara used to think that a baby born in the eighth month was not going to live. And therefore, you wouldn't perform a bris milah. So if we have a suffix about that, why on earth would I think otherwise? I need a pasuk for this, right? Suffix nolad zayin olches mishum nolad ben hashmashos lo istrich nami kra. And if it's born in ben hashmashos, what's the difference? I didn't need a pasuk later for the eighth month baby. I don't need a pasuk for that. It's common sense. For suffix, we don't machal Shabbos. So I want to think of ben hashmashos as different. Lo istrich nami kra. The mut of the isbatel mitzvahs mila b'shmini misveka the shev al tase v'al yichal Shabbos biyadayim misafek. That's old news. Right, we're 135th blot of this masechta. We don't violate Shabbos on a suffek. Rather, do nothing. It's better to not even have the mila on time misafek and push it off. Elamira Louis the ikar haikra asa la adrogonis. The ikar drasha here is regarding the adrogonis. She ain't a doche Shabbos. That's not Doche Shabbos, and the Nolad Kishuhu Ma'ol. And the case of the Nolad that's already born Ma'ol. Those, I needed a pasuk for. But the other one, the other suffix, I don't need a pasuk. What's the difference between an androgynous and a Nolad Ma'ol? Right?
They're the same. They're different than the other cases.
Why? What's the difference? What's the difference, Misvara? So the Marsha says the difference is simple. Exactly. The difference is that if the suffix when you're born was it ben shmona, was it ben hashmashos, there's an arla gemura. There's a clear arla here. The only question is, should we violate Shabbos or not? By the androgynous, we don't even know if we should even do this bris milah. What is this person? By nolad mahol, he already has a bris milah. What am I doing over here? I'm not even able to do. It's a different kind of suffix. The suffix is not on the zman, the suffix is on the person. That I would have thought. So for that, maybe we should. Did I need a pasuk for that? Okay. Back to the Gemara. Okay, this Gemara now is not hard at all. It's crazy complicated. Okay?
Didn't I was clarifying the previous.
What?
About the Shalom Yisrael,
no, 1 second. We just had a Tana Rabbanan. Started off Tana Rabbanan. We just had a Tana Kama who said, it's an anonymous person, who said that if a baby is born mahol, right? Beishamai said yes, Tafas Tamar is? And Beis Hillel says no. Right? We just said that. We just read that. Now, Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says like this. Lo nechlegu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel nol shumol. Shtar ha Tafas Tamar is. Why? Bebnei she'or la kavushahi. Nope, they don't argue about that. They both agree that a baby that's born mahul requires a tafas dam bris. Is it talking about a Shabbos or a weekday? It's going to be a machlokas. That's getting really complicated. It's getting complicated. Again, Tanakhama said, by Shah, maybe still argue about that issue. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, no, they don't argue about that. They both agree to that. Alma nechlegu, what do they argue about? They argue about Al Gershon is Gair Kishumol. What about an Arab? An Arab wants to become a Jew. So he already has a bris milah. Right? When he was 13, he went through that, right? So now he's a 25-year-old guy, he wants to become a Jew. So does he need a bris milah? No, he already has one. So Beishame Omrim, Tzarech Lahatav Imenu Dam Bris, right? Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Ein Tzarech Lahatav Imenu Dam Bris. That's what they're arguing about. About a regular Jewish boy born Mohel? No machloka. The question is about a ger. Okay? Now, so it's a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the Tanakhama. What Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about? Okay? So there's maybe four different people. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Omar Mar, we just said, Suffolk doches HaShabbos, Lasuye Mai. So now what Suffolk is it? We listed every Suffolk. And then we had a general thing, not every suffix. What else is left? What suffix is left? Lasu hazad rabbanon, ben shiva, a 7 month old, mechalin alav es haShabbos. For a 7 month old, a baby born in the 7th month, you'll be mechal Shabbos. 7 months. Ben ched, ain't mechalin alav es haShabbos, but not for an 8 month old. Why? The Gemara assumed. What? No, the Gemara assumed that an 8 month old, a baby born in the 8th month will die. It's not viable. And therefore, you're just being Mechal Shabbos. Safek ben Zayin, Safek ben Ches. What about if it's a Safek? Ain Mechal in a love is a Shabbos. You're not Mechal Shabbos for the Safek. U ben Shmona, an 8 month old for sure. Harehu ke'evan, it's like a stone. The baby's like a stone. The Usser l'taltalo. You're not allowed to be metaltalit. You must do the bottom Tosfos of ben Shmona. It's the third Tosfos on the page. Right? Nira Lari, it seems to me, the Akshav, that now, Mutalutaltal, Kol Hatinokos. You can be busy with any baby. It doesn't matter when the baby's born. She'ain Anu Bekian, we're not Bekian when the baby was born. We're not Bekian in conception. They were Bekian, the Mishnah's time was Baki and Tosa's time was not Baki, but the medicine went backwards. Right? What? The Kulam. Suffolk ben Tess. Every baby has a suffolk of its 8th or 9th. And for that, we are Mechal Shabbos. Upa Amim Sha'isha Mitzaberes Samach L'Tzvilasa. Upa Amim She'enu Mitzaberes. Right? And sometimes she concedes at the end of the period, beginning of the Zman, the end of the Zman, near the Tzvilas. It doesn't, we don't, nobody knows. Umutu L'molo B'Shabbos Mimanav Shach. And you can do the B'Smila on Shabbos no matter what. Kedamu L'Kaman. Afilu Hu Ben Shmona Vadai. Even if you know, there's no suffolk. About this baby was born in the 8th month after conception. How do you know that? Kigon, for example, Shaloba Alish to Ella Pamachas. They're only with each other one time. Right? Upiresh. Then he went away on a trip. 8 months later, she has a baby. So there's no Shaila about it. Says Tosfos, the Yaldul Asof Ches, Afilu Hachi Nirali, the Mutal Talta Lamola B'Shabbos. You still can be Machal Shabbos. Im Ein, Reusa, Besairo Vitsi Pornov, unless there's no, assuming there's no negative. Issues with the hair or the fingernails. Really, it's a 7 month old baby that got delayed inside. That's what we say. What does that mean? It got delayed? Not exactly sure what that means. But says Tosfos, and this is how all the modern nobody will allow an 8 month old baby to just lie there and die. Nobody will allow that. Had the Gemara allow it? So the Gemara, that's one of the big mysteries. What 7 month old, yes. 8 month old, not. Doesn't really make any sense, right? This is a difficult thing to understand. I don't have an answer for that. But Bisman Azet, even Tosfos' time already, he did away with it all.
Right, but the chances are, 7 month queen bee is not going to have a bris on time anyway, so it's not really an issue.
Right. I understand practically what you're saying. I understand practically what you're saying. What the Gemara is saying is quite difficult to swallow. It's a little difficult. Right.
Because back then they would circumcise a baby on the eighth day, even though it's 2 pounds, it sounds like.
Of course not.
The 7 month preemie is not going to be, you know, those 3 pounds and change.
Right. Right.
Ready for a bris.
Right. Now the next line in the Gemara is, if you have an 8 month old baby, which you're not allowed to touch, the Gemara assumed, right? The Gemara says it's like a stone, you can't touch it. But the mother can express milk because if it's a sakana. It says Tosfos. I'm not going to read it inside, save time. What do you mean? What if it's not a sakana? What if it's just tsar? So we know that even for tsar, she's allowed to do this. Right? She puts soap in there so at least the milk will go to waste. So then she's allowed to. Why? Because the whole thing is the Rabbanon. And Malcolm Holy, but then goes there. So what do you mean sakana? And Tosfos doesn't answer the question. So Ritva says, the Gemara throw over sakana, lav dafke sakana. It meant, you know, and she's not feeling well, she has tsar. It doesn't mean a sakana snafash is going to die. That's not what it means, right? It means any tsar.
That she might have.
Maybe she can't nurse. Not allowed to touch him. Now she has pain, so she can nurse. It's a sakana. Doesn't mean sakana, says the Ritva. Doesn't mean that. It means she's not feeling well, she's in pain.
Such a government question to the Gemara that this 8 month old will not be viable.
Right.
It's our problem.
Yeah.
We value life so much. You know, this kid is still alive right now.
Okay, I hear you. Okay, now, what we just read was a tangent. Now let's get back. We had a Tanakhama saying something about Beisham and Beis Hillel. Then we had Reb Shimon Elazar saying something about Beisham and Beis Hillel. So far that was the four. Itmar. Now Rav Amar. Rav says, halacha ki Tanakhama. The halacha is like the Tanakhama. That what? That said that the machlokes beishama beis hillel was about hatafas dambris by a baby born mahol. And what did beis hillel say? Not necessary. Okay? Now we just added a fifth person here to this machlokes. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel's number 6. Shmuel said, halacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. No. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that the machlokes was about Gerim. Right? But about a Tavas Dambris, everybody agreed yes. So far so good? There are 6 people here talking about this one issue. Now, Rav Adda Bar Ava is number 7. Rav Adda Bar Ava, Isilei Hahu Yenuka, he had a baby. He was a father. He had a baby. And the baby was born kishu mol. The baby was born with a bris mila. So, and the eighth
on Shabbos.
So the eighth day was on Shabbos. Right. So ahadre la atleisar mahole. He went to 13 miles. None of them wanted to do the bris mila. Why? Because they all held not doing a tafas dambris. Baby already has a mila. Just a tafas dambris. I'm not doing that on Shabbos. That can wait till Sunday. So he did it himself. Ad the Shavyeh, he did it himself, and Kurs Shavcha. He didn't know what he was doing. He made the baby into a Kurs Shavcha. Omar, he said, he tastily, I deserve that. The of the Adarav, I violated Rav. Rav said that we hold like Beis Hillel, that it's not necessary. Again, we never said if that was during the week or on Shabbos. But for sure not on Shabbos. Right? Rav said we hold like Beis Hillel. Right, we hold the Tanakhama, which means the Machlokas was about a Tavas Dambris, and we hold like Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel said you don't have to do it. We weren't sure if it was Shabbos or even a weekday. So for sure not on Shabbos. Right? For sure not on Shabbos. Now what? Now, so says Rav Adda Bar Ava, I deserve that. Why? Because I didn't listen to Rav. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman now says, by the Shmuel, however, he didn't violate Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that we hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. That the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is about Gerim. What about Hatanas Dambris? Everybody holds it's necessary. When is it necessary? Hey, my Dama Shmuel. On the weekday, yeah. Beis Shammai is me, Omar. On Shabbos, it's necessary. Right? In other words, Rav Adda Bar Ava didn't listen to either of them. According to Rav, it's never necessary. And according to Shmuel, not on Shabbos. Right? So he violated both of them. Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't necessarily have to be a... He didn't necessarily have to argue on Shmuel. Why? Well, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But who Savar? He held Vadai Orla Kivushihi. He held that it's definitely a necessary Orla, and therefore it should have been Mechal Shabbat. I would have been Mechal Shabbat. However, Rav said not to. The Itmar, right? Rabba says, the Itmar, Rabba Amar, Chayshidon Shema Orla Kavushihi. The reason why you'll do a Tavastan Bris is maybe the Orla somehow is crushed or not. What's Kavusha?
Suppressed,
right? Rabbi Yosef Amar, Vadai Orla Kavushihi. It's for sure suppressed. It's Vadai Orla. It's for sure suppressed. So Vadai Orla Kavushihi. I hold like Rabbi Yosef that it's Vadai Orla Kavushihi. So why isn't it Mechal Shabbos?
Why isn't it
Mechal Shabbos? It's Vadai Orla. Yes, it's Born Mahal. Very nice. But it's still, I hold like Rabbi Yosef. Vadai Orla Kavushihi. So why isn't it Mechal Shabbos? Nobody agreed with that. I went to 13. I got to do it myself. Then he said, you know what? I should have listened to Rav. Because Rav said, Rav Paskin, like Beis Hillel, that it's not necessary. You bring me all these other people, I'm not impressed with that. Right? Now we're going to side tangent. The Itmar, I said that already. Rav Yosef Amar, Amar Rav Yosef, Mena Aminullah, where did I get this from? That is Vadai Orla, where did I get that from? The Tanya, another person now. Rabbi Eliezer HaKfar Omer. Rabbi Eliezer HaKfar says, it's a third Shita. So far we had the Tadakama, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Now, Rabbi Elazar HaKfar says, Lo nech legu beishame beithil anol chumol, shetarach lov tatev men adam bris. No, Rabbi Elazar HaKfar says, everybody agrees that beishame beithil both agree that a tatev adam bris requires a null and mull requires tatev adam bris. Amma nech legu, what are they arguing about? L'chal lov is a Shabbos. They're only arguing about Shabbos. That's the only issue. Shebeishame omrim ein mechal lov is a Shabbos. But beithil omrim ein mechal lov is a Shabbos. Not Mechal Shabbos. That's the only issue. What? Yeah, that's what we said. We started off like that. Remember I said? Rav said that we started off the stop. Machlok is B'Shabbos Hill about Hatavas Dan Bris for a baby born null mole. We didn't say that a Shabbos or a weekday. We didn't answer it. What? No, we never answered that question. Then, Rav Shimon Lozor said, no, they're not arguing about that. They're arguing, that's for sure that everyone agreed. They're arguing about Gerim. Then, but we never answered if it's Shabbos or a weekday, right? So we said when Rav Adar Bar Ava gave his own son a bris and he made him a nebuch, he made him into a kushavcha, right? So he said, oh, I should have listened to Rav. What did Rav say? That we passed him like a bitillo.
That was definitely a Shabbos.
No, we didn't. We said we don't know. We don't know. Maybe it's even during the week, but then for sure not on Shabbos.
Right.
Right. But maybe so now comes Lev Lozak Kfar. No, they're only arguing about Shabbos. During the week, Beis Hillel would agree.
Which makes sense.
Okay. Now, since Rav Elazar HaKfar said that, doesn't that mean that when Rav Shimon ben Elazar said they both agree about Atavas Dambris, they're only arguing about Gerim, that's what he said, didn't they agree? Ella, Michlal, you see from here that Ditanakama, Tanakama here means Rav Shimon ben Elazar. It doesn't mean the Tanakama or the beginning. It means Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Beisham and Mishila both agree that Hatavas Dan Bris is necessary. Savar, Michal and Elavas HaShabbos. Even on Shabbos. Why? Because Rav Elazar HaKfar came along. Machlokas is about Shabbos. Doesn't that mean that Rav Shimon ben Elazar said even on Shabbos? Otherwise, they're not arguing about anything.
Exactly.
Right? So it must be that Rav Shimon ben Elazar said that Beis Hillel said, even on Shabbos you can do it. What did Beis Hillel say you can't do? You can't give a ger a bris milah on Shabbos. Guy has one already. Right? Like an Arab. He already has one. That's what you can't do. What can I do? Even Beis Hillel would agree that you can give a null mull a bris on Shabbos. It must be that way. Otherwise, what's Rav Elazar HaKfar saying? Right? The Dilma, I'm sorry, Savar, Michal, and Elavis HaShabbos. Right? Right. Right? Right? Says the Gemara, maybe not. Tanakama here means Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right? Tanakam is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Divrei Hakol, ein mechalim ka'amar. Maybe everybody would hold, right? You cannot be mechal Shabbos, right? And Rabbi Elazar Hakfar, time of the Beis Shammai asa la'ashba inon. And Rabbi Elazar Hakfar comes along and gives us the reason for Beis Shammai. Right? What does that mean? Again, we'll say it again. So we had a kasha. We said that, so let's back up a second. By virtue of the fact that Rabbi Elazar Hakfar came along and said, the whole machlokas is about Shabbos. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar held, there was no machlokas about Shabbos. And everybody agreed that what? Everybody agreed that it's okay. If everybody agreed, right? Therefore what? What do you get out of that? Right? Rabbi Yosef could say, that's how I held. And Rabbi Adav Bar Ava could say, that's how I held. Everybody agreed you could do it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no, that's all wrong. Maybe, Dilma maybe, Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar came along and said, Divrei Hakol, ein mechalim ka'amar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar held that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that you cannot be mechal Shabbos for Hatavas Dan Bris. Right? Right? Now, if that's true, Rabbi Elazar HaKfar is only arguing in what? In Beis Shammai. In other words, if this is true, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos for Tafas and Bris on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar Kfar comes along and says, Beis Shammai disagrees with that. That if that's true, Rabbi Elazar Kfar, time of the Beis Shammai Asa Shminan? Rabbi Elazar Kfar is telling us that this is, that, about Beis Shammai? We don't hold like Beis Shammai. That's like a, what's he doing? That can't be right. That can't be right. Therefore, back to square one. Dilma hachi ka'amar. Maybe this is what it means. This is what it means. Lo nechleku Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. Okay? Like this. Forget Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar can hold that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that there is no Atafas Dan Bris on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar Kfar is going back to the Tanakhama. This first one. What did he say? He said that they both agree that there is also no Atafas Dan Bris on Shabbos. Right? And now comes along Rabbi Elazar Kfar and says, everybody agrees you have to do Atafas Dan Bris, and the only machlokas is about Shabbos. Okay? And if that's true, he's coming to teach us the din of Beis Hillel. Right? That what? That you require a Tafas Dan Bris, just not on Shabbos. Okay? That's the end of the Gemara. That was hard Gemara. Hard Gemara, so many people. What?
The rest is good,
yeah, it's not bad. Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, next.
The point behind that.
Omar of Asi.
Let's say the point. What's the point? Everybody tell you not to do something, don't go and do it.
He went to 13 miles to do the Bris Milah on Shabbos. The baby was born with a Bris Milah. He wanted to do a Tavas Dan Bris. 13 said no. So he did it himself. On Shabbos, he made the baby into a Kor Shavcha.
He didn't go to the local Orthodox
rabbi. So, right? And he said, I deserve this. Right? I deserve it. Look what I never. Look what I deserve. Why? I didn't listen to anybody.
It's not a happy ending. You don't
like a happy ending. Mati's right. The lesson is, when 13 mumchim tell you something, you can take their word for it. Right? These aren't 13 stam guys. 13 miles. This is a profession, right? Amar of Asi. If a woman will become Tamei Tumas Leda, meaning it's a natural birth, then the baby will have a Bris Milah on Shabbos, if it's the eighth day. V'chol she'ein imo Tamei Leda, and if not, ein imo l'shmini. So, forget Shabbos for a minute. Rashi says something staggering. Rashi says, kol she'ein imo Tamei Leda. Keep going, for example. Yotze Dofen, let's say it was a cesarean section, or Nachris, or a guy. She Yalda, she had a baby. Ulamachar Nizgaira, the next day she converts. She She converts the very next day. Ein bina mamten ad shmona. So in both these cases, you don't have to wait till the eighth day. A cesarean or a woman who converts on, she had a baby on Monday, she converts on Tuesday. You don't have to wait. Ella nimol miyad. You got a mispila right away. All the time you have to forget Shabbos. All the time you have to wait till 8 days if it's a natural birth of a Jewish woman. Any other funny thing? Where there's no tumah? There's no tumah by a goy. There's no tumah by a cesarean, right? Because it didn't come out from the rechem. There's no tumah. There's no bris on the 8th day. Do the bris right away. Wait for 8 days for. Do it right away, right now. We don't hold like that. Shenemar, because it says isha kisas ria v'yalda zachar v'tumah. See, there's a connection to the Tumah and the Bris Milah. Amalei Abaya, what are you talking about? Daras HaRishon Mirchichu, the earlier generations will prove you wrong. She'ein Imo Tumei Aleda. Sara Imeinu did not have Tumas Aleda. Why? Because it wasn't invented yet. Right? Nevertheless, V'nimo L'shmona. Her son Yitzchak had a birth on the 8th day. What are you talking about? Says Abaya. What kind of thing is this? Amalei, famous answer. Nitna Torah. The Torah was given, and the halacha began anew. Says Rashi, "Demi she'imo tamei aleda nimo b'ches v'lo acher." Don't tell me what happened before Matan Torah. That's irrelevant. Torah was given. These are the new rules. What they did beforehand, irrelevant. Right? I don't care what Yitzchak. This is all irrelevant. It's all before Matan Torah. The new rule is they kept the Torah, but it's not the same, right? So therefore, nitna Torah v'nischat shahalacha, a new thing, right? That's why the Ruchayim Volozhin says that. He says, how could Yaakov marry two sisters? How could Amram marry his aunt? All these things. So they say, well, they saw in their own intuition that this was something they would have to do. That Amram would have to marry Yocheved to give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's fine. Once the Torah is given, no heterim like that. Oh, I say I must marry that married woman. I see that in my stars. I must do that. No. There's no rule like that anymore. Once Torah was given, you follow the Torah. They followed the Torah. But if it suited them, they didn't have to. Why? It wasn't given anyway. Right? That makes a solid sense. How could Yaakov do that? Because he saw, this is what I have to do. The Torah says you're not allowed to marry two sisters, but he saw otherwise.
There were boundaries, though.
Okay, so there were boundaries. So the fact that there was no such thing as Tumah before the Torah was given, no such thing as Tumah. That's very lovely. Why did they give a bris milah on the 8th day? They didn't have to, but into their intuition, I'm going to do it anyway. Once Torah was given, there's no more playing around. You can't play around with anything. You can't play around with bris milah. You can't play around with women. No playing around. Okay. Any, is that true? Faha itmar, we learned. Yotze dofen, if someone has a cesarean, umishi yeshel shte arlos, if someone has two arlos, is that even possible? To have two arlos? Rav Huna v'Rav Chia Barav, charam ha-mechalim, avas ha-shabbat, v'charam ha-ein mechalim. But the Me'iri says, we have a suffix, which milah to cut off. So therefore, it's a suffix. You're not machal Shabbos for that. Now, ad kan lo pligi el lechal avas haShabbos. The only issue is, are you machal Shabbos? Eva l'shmona vade machalin le. We certainly wait. We certainly do it on the 8th day. Right? Yeah. Says the Gemara, no. Haba hatalia. One's dependent on the other. In other words, if you hold the machal the Shabbos, then you hold your if you hold that your Mechal Shabbos, you hold that the Mila on the 8th day, even though there's no Tumas Leda. And if you hold that you're not Mechal Shabbos, you hold that there's no Bris Mila on the 8th day. Why not? Because the mother's not Tameh. Goes hand in hand. Now the Gemara says, Ki Tanoi, Tuli Machlokas Tanoim. Okay? Now this is a long brisa here, which is not that hard. Yesh, Yilid, Bias. You can have, now there are two types of people that require a bris milah besides your son. Any boy living in your house, avadim, goyim, any yilid bias, and any person that you buy. Two different categories. Yilid bias, miknas kesef. What the differences are, we'll see in a minute. Now, kitanoi, yesh yilid bias, shenim ola echad. You can have a yilid bias that has this bris milah on day number one. The yesh yilid bias shenim ola shmona. You could have a boy living in the house 8th day. Yesh miknas kesef shenim ola echad. You could have a miknas kesef on the 1st day. The yesh miknas kesef shenim ola shmona. And you can have a miknas kesef on the 8th day. Yesh miknas kesef shnimo la'alef, v'yesh miknas kesef shnimo l'shmona ketzad. How are those two cases possible? Lakach shivcha me'uberes. You buy a shivcha, she's already pregnant. Right? V'yachakach yolda. And then she gives birth. Zehu miknas kesef hanimo l'shmona. The birth took place in your house, in your Jewish house. That baby has a bris milah on the eighth day. Lakach shivcha v'vlad de'ima. You buy a woman and her new and her brand new spanking baby boy who's one day old. You take them home. You give the bris milah right then. Lakach shivcha v'vlad de'ima. Zehu miknas kesef shenimo l'echad. That gets a bris on the first day. Right? She just had a baby. You walk into the hospital. You buy her and the baby. The bris milah is that day. Well, at the time of the baby, she didn't live by you. Okay, so far so good? Now, yesh yilid bayis shenimo l'shmona ketzad. How is there a yilid bayis that has a bris milah on the eighth day? It's very simple. Lakach shivcha, you had a shivcha in your house. V'nisabra etzlo, and she got pregnant by you. Right? V'yolda, she had a baby. Zehu yilid bayis shenimo l'shmona. That's going to be a yilid bayis that has a baby on, that has a bris on the eighth day. What's a yilid bayis when there's a baby on, when there's a bris on the first day? We'll get to that in a minute. Now, that's one shita. Rav Chama Omar, some change it to say Rebbe Chama, right? One second. I think this is the place. The Rebbe Chananel points out that it says Rav. Oh, here it is. It says, I didn't see this till right now. It says Rav.
So instead of being the Tana, ignored the Tana.
Correct. Why? Because there's no. Why? Because Rav always means an Amora, and Rebbe always means a Tana. Correct. Except for three exceptions.
Well, it's
depending
where they are.
So, as Rebbe Chananel says, Alfigach Karele Rebbe Chama. Mitzlas duchti in three places. The afagaf de tanoi ainon kari luhu rav. Ainon kari luhu rav. Even though they're tanoim, it still says rav.
Because it's in bubble.
What?
Because they were in bubble.
They
can only be there to swell as Rebbe.
So no, but he says only three places like that.
I understand that.
What are the three? Not this.
This is a Babylonian tana. He wasn't an Israeli.
Which is very rare.
Which is rare.
Most of the time, we're in Israel.
Even the ones going back and forth to take the status very strong.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. Anyway, anyway, this Tana says, Yalda, V'achaka hitbila. So it's a little different now. Yalda, if the baby was born, then she went to the mikvah, meaning then she became a Jew, or a Shivcha Kananis, or whatever, a partial Jew. Zehu yilid bayis shenimo le'echad. That's the yilid bayis where the bris milah is on the first day. Hitbila. She went to the mikvah. Achakach yalda. Then she had a baby. Zehu yilid bayis hanimol shmona. That's a woman who's yimol b'shmona. Tanakama, but the Tanakama lo shanile ben tefila v'achakach yalda ben yalda l'achakach tefila. The Tanakama didn't make a distinction about mikvah. That was not irrelevant to him. But going to the mikvah. Afal gav de ein imo tmeya leida nimol l'shmona. Okay. Even though she's a guy, however, since the bris happened in the Jewish house, the baby's going to have a bris milah on the eighth day. What do you see from here? According to Rav Asi, right, that a mother that doesn't have tmeya leida, whether or not if it's tumas leida, if there's Tumas Leida, then there's yes, eighth day. If there's no Tumas Leida, there's no eighth day. It's already a Machlokas Tanoim. Okay? You see that? Ask the Chazon Ish. Wait a minute. If the baby's born from a non-Jewish mother, that baby's a guy. What do you mean you waited to the eighth day? There's no issue. It's a guy.
Doesn't he have to have first?
Right?
Doesn't he have to be first in Gaia?
Hmm?
Megayer.
Yes, this baby's not Machayev in the mitzvah of Mila at all.
But a baby can't be Megayer.
What?
A baby can't be.
So that's sort of what the Chazon Ish is asking. What's going on here?
Yeah, right.
So the Chazon Ish answers, true, there's a separate din that any Jewish, any boy, any male child in your house gets a Mila. It's like a, it's a, nothing to do with the baby. Guy, not guy, shivcha, eved, doesn't make a difference. In your house, his mother, you own her, she works for you, she's in your house. The bris milah did. Nothing to do with the, yeah, the guy. We'll deal with that later. There's a mitzvah on the father, everybody in this household has to have a bris milah. What's the hashkafa behind that? You can just imagine what it is. Right, this is a Jewish house. Aye, they're all goyim? Doesn't make a difference. It's a funny thing. But it makes sense, what the Chazon Ish is saying. Okay.
Not
really
Jew.
I'm
Jew, like Jewish.
What?
Become like Jew.
Correct. Correct. Now.
You have a quasi status.
It's a quasi status. Right. Now. Bishlam al Rav Chama Mishkachas Law. You live by his Nimol Aleph. You live by his Nimol Ches. You can have on the. You live by his 1 and 8. Miknas Kesef Nimol Aleph. Miknas Kesef Nimol Ches. You can have all four cases are possible. Remember we said. I said to you by the Tanakhama. One of the cases didn't talk about it. Now the Gemara is going to say, how is it possible? Yalda, if you had a birth, v'yachachit bila, zeh yulid bayis shnei mola echad. Why? At the moment of birth, the mother was a guy. Hit bila, if she went to the mikvah, v'yachachach yalda, zeh yulid bayis shnei mola ches. Then on the 8th day, why? Because at the time of the birth, she was a Jew. Miknas kesef, nimola shmona. What about a miknas kesef on the 8th day? Kigon, shlagach shivcho mu'beres. You bought her, she was already pregnant when you got her. V'hit bila, v'yachachach yalda. So then what?
It's really Yulid Bayis already.
1 second. Miknas Kesef Nimol Echad. How could it be a Miknas Kesef on the first day? Kigon. Shalakach Zeh Shivcha V'zeh Ubra. When she bought the mother and the baby together. Right? Ela L'Tanakama. But according to the Tanakama, Bishloma Kulu Mishkachas Lehu. All three are possible except for the fourth one. Ela Yulid Bayis Nimol Echad Hechi Mishkachas Lehu. The Tanakama didn't make any distinction there with the mikvah. So how do you have a case where it's a Yulid Bayis on the first day? How's that possible? Right? How could that be? What? Yeah. How could that be? So Amar of Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah answered, "Belokeach shivcha leubra, when you bought the mother only for the child. In other words, you have no claim in the mother. You have no ownership in the mother. Right? After the baby's born, the mother goes back to the old owner. You have no claim in the mother. Says the Gemara, well, that's a machlokas. That only makes sense if you could buy the peiros without buying the guf. That makes sense. I'll buy the baby, I'm not buying the mother. But if you don't hold like that, then what's the answer? Right? So Amar of Masharshia, Belokeach Shivcha, you bought the Shivcha, Al Manas, Shalohit Bila, on condition that she doesn't have to become Jewish. What's a funny thing like that? I own her, true. But she doesn't have to become Jewish, therefore the baby, yeah. But that baby, what kind of baby is that going to be? I have no idea. But it's in your house, that bris milah is on the first day. So I think without the Chazon Ish, the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. He gave the whole Gemara sense. He said there's a din of bris milah, it doesn't make a difference if they're goyim. The goyim that would serve in bris milah, doesn't matter. They're in your house. It's a special mitzvah, special chiyuv on you as an owner of a bunch of slaves, a bunch of avadim, a bunch of people living there. They all have to have a bris milah.
Yeah, but that same... Shivcha has to have the same slave has to have also.
So she said, "Listen, I don't mind coming to live by you. I don't mind coming to live by you on condition. My kids, I don't care. Me, I'm not buying into this, right? I'm not buying into this. And what's the din? The din is it's okay. So if you do that, that baby will have a bris milah on the first day. Okay. So we'll, once we start that going further, there's no way to stop. So we'll stop now. What? Yeah, we'll stop now and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Shkoyach.